We're doing Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Samach Vav. The Magid Medumna had been explaining that our recognition that we do not know, our knowledge that we do not know, that we do not know ourselves, that we do not understand how our own bodies work, we do not understand the very things we see around ourselves, even ourselves. We lack a most basic understanding of our own bodies, of our own lives. So then that leads us to an understanding that Hashem is the one running the show, and He's the one that really is creating the system. When we look around and we see the ecosystem, when we see there's a system, the world, nature works with the system, and we realize that we don't understand this system, we start understanding that God is the one that's running this system. There is a hand behind all of it. And how sweet are the words of the verse now that we have this understanding. The verse says, the heavens recount the honor of God. And then the pasuk says, no one's talking, no one's saying anything without hearing their voice. Nonetheless, they recount the honor of God. How so? Explains the Magid Midovna. Mashal, I'll explain it with an allegory, he says. If you send to collect a debt from someone who is trustworthy, he won't deny it, he won't detain you, he won't say, well, come back tomorrow, I'll get to it, the check's in the mail. You could even send a messenger who is mute, who cannot talk. He'll only show him the contract, that he owes the money, and he will pay the money, and the messenger will bring back the money. If you're dealing with someone you could trust, so then all you have to do is tell him, send even a mute messenger, and you'll get your money. That's not the case when you're dealing with someone who is a swindler. Then you have to send him someone who could talk to him and tell him, hey buddy, you don't want us to lay the authorities on you, you don't want us to start getting rough with you, you know, you owe us the money, you got to pay up, this is what we agreed to, you don't want to ruin your reputation, you don't want us to go to creditors. Yeah, you have to send someone who's going to know how to wheel and deal and get him to cough up the money that he owes, right? So, hanimshal, if you want to understand the message of this allegory, if there was really a logical argument against this concept, and we said that the Magid Midovna is really working his way up, he hasn't yet proven that the Jewish God is the one running the show, if we'll say it that way. He hasn't yet proven any aspects of what God is. But he's proven one point. There is a force out there that is greater than us who has created the world. There's something out there that's running the world. And he says this first concept of God, if there were really a way of arguing with that, if there were a logical argument with everything he's built up to, Haya Kadosh Baruch Hu Noten Pe LaShamayim La'id Alav, then God would have to give a mouth to the heaven to give testimony that he's the one that created them. But being that really there's no claim that you could say to answer me on what I've said until now, that's why the heavens don't have to say that God created me. They don't even have to say it. You look at the system, you look at the solar system, you start seeing the great creations of God, you start seeing the galaxies, you should come to an understanding without anyone telling you. The heavens don't have to actually talk in order to come to the recognition that Hashem is the creator in this world. Again, he's working on the first concepts of God. He's not yet developing, well, who said Judaism's right? Who said anything else is right? He's working on the concept, there is a creator. You want to know there is a creator? All you have to do is look around. Look inside, look outside. Look at the heavens, look at the earth. You start understanding there's a system. You start understanding there's something running this show here. Then you realize, okay, that's the first concept of God. Hu shamar achakach b'malat ha-Torah kedusha. Then the pasuk says about the holy Torah, Torah Hashem tmima meshivat nafesh. The Hashem's Torah is whole. It gives back, it rejuvenates one's soul. Leimor, as if to say, gam ki ha-shamayim mesaprim kvod kel el ha-mitbonen bahem. Although it's true that the heavens recount the honor of God, if you take note of what's happening in the heavens, as the verse says, sumarom enechem uru'u mivara'eile. The prophet in Isaiah says, lift your eyes to the heavens. look at the stars and ask yourself, who created all that? Hamotziv mispar tzeva'am, he who takes out their armies and account, lechulam b'shem yikra, each one has their name before God, merovonim v'amitzkoach ish lo nedar, from God's great strength, no one's missing. V'chabir koach ha'avchana b'abruim nifkoach ayin v'lev, shetitatzim bo emunah ha'amitit. So it only takes that strength to look at God's creations. It only takes opening one's eyes and one's heart in order for one to strengthen within oneself the true faith. In kol ze, even so, hine ha'shamayim utzvahem lo yilamedu v'lo yoreru rak et ba'al livchon ulitbonen. The heavens and all the armies of the heavens, all the stars, they'll only arouse someone who's willing to look. You could spend your whole life and not look up and notice the stars. Lo et ha'matzim enav. But if you want to shut your eyes, then the heavens are not going to convince you. You could decide, I'm not looking at the stars, I'm not going to understand the great wisdom that's there in the solar system. Aval ha'Torah, but the pure Torah, halo chochmat ikra b'rosh meromim, gam im b'de'ato le'inazer, even if you try to hide, you can't hide from the Torah. The Torah is really calling out to a person. Halohi ba'amara ne'imim teshiveu. The Torah with its sweetness will bring a person back. It spreads its wing and it takes a person back in. That is the trait of the Torah, that the Torah rejuvenates the soul. The Torah, as the Pasuk describes in Mishlei, is calling. You have to run away from the Torah. But if you're not running away, if you're just trying to close your eyes, the Torah is calling you. It's a totally different... It's a different function than the heavens. The heavens, if you stand and look and analyze, you start realizing, wait, there's a system here. The Torah isn't like that. The Torah is calling. And Be'ezrat Hashem will pick up over here, Be'ezrat Hashem next week.